Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And Expressway means we are commercial free. I believe we are the first and only show out here broadcasting on the home of the Dallas Cowboys. The press conference moved again to 12:30 Central. We're going to be playing Rangers baseball, but the G-Bag Nation will grab all the highlights and the clips and play it for you right after the Rangers hopefully sweep the Chicago White Sox with Max Scherzer on the mound. We are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And the Fan Cam is brought to you by Uber One. New members enjoy 3 months free at joinuber1.com. Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt, Michael Irvin, went at this team with Clarence Hill, Fort Worth Star Telegram. Here's what Michael had to say. And he has, for years with us, challenged the it factor with this team, and he's been right. You know, you got the talent. Are you going to fold in big time moments? Who's going to step up in playoff games? And it never happens around here. As for the offseason and lack of additions, Michael said, quote, yeah, they have not done anything. But he directed his ire towards the big three: Dak, CD, who we don't believe to be out here, and Micah. Quote, the biggest problem is who you're paying. We're about to take three guys who I hear Dak's people talking noise in the media all the time, CD's people talking on social media, and Micah Parsons' people talking in the media, or Micah himself. We got our top three guys that we're about to give all the money in the world, and their families are always running their blanking mouths in the media. That is a hard place to be. So what it says to me is, you're about to give money to three guys that are not even together. I need them all to tell their family to shut the hell up while they go do their work. You see what I'm saying? And they're not doing that. We don't see any of it. So let me stop right there. You look like you're about to say something.
No, go ahead. I in general have a thought about his criticism. I don't think his criticism is fair of one of these players.
Go ahead.
See, I don't think it's fair to lump CeeDee Lamb into this. CeeDee Lamb's mom had one comment that was on a personal Facebook page that then blew up and has not been a problem since. Since CeeDee Lamb sat down with Micah Parsons around Super Bowl and said, I saw what my mom said. I don't think those things. We talk about it. We've had a discussion. It one thing popped up on a personal Facebook page. There's been nothing since. I don't think you can throw him into this conversation.
I already know what Choppy's opinion is going to be on this matter, because we used to argue about this years and years and years ago. And Michael agrees with me, for the record. But my follow-up to Irvin would be, Does it show that Dak, Mike, and Lamb are not together just because their family members pop off? Are those two things connected?
So
that's what Michael's saying. What it says to me, you're about to give money to three guys that are not even together because they're not keeping their families in check. Like, are we talking about apples and oranges? What does that say about them leaders, or what does it say that they can't or don't want to keep their family members quiet? That would be my question to Mike. How is that indicative, or how does that factor into paying them?
Right. It doesn't. But I mean, also the other thing here is, like I said, even outside of just the thing of where I say there, that I think it's unfair to.
Now I agree with Irvin with telling their family members to shut up. I just don't know if it indicts them for their next contract. I'll give the rest of the quote.
Yeah, like, has a team ever like not paid a player because of their parent?
Well, not it doesn't have to specifically be that. Michael's trying to get, I think, to a bigger point, but I'll finish up what he told Clarence. I'm more worried about that than I am what Jerry Jones is doing in the offseason, because if he makes a commitment to the three of them, I would like to see them get together and make that same damn commitment. Stop having a family member talking, family that has never run a route, made a tackle, or thrown a pass. It bothers me because I have to go on TV and respond to that mess. Clarence asked Michael, what would you do? I would cut their butts off. That's what I'm telling them to do. You got all the money. You tell them if they don't hush it, they'll be cut off financially. That's all you got to do. So it makes you wonder how much of it is coming from them if they don't tell them to shut up. So that's the family aspect of what Michael Irvin is talking about with Clarence Hill. I don't know that it leads to something else. That's what I would ask Mike.
I don't know that this leads to like turmoil. Like I don't think that anybody within the organization. Now listen,
it can lead to turmoil, but does it? I mean, what does it lead to in terms of Dak Prescott, like
ability to play football?
Like, what does it say about him if he doesn't hush up Tad? What does it say about Micah if he doesn't hush up his brother? I think Michael would maybe say, well, if you're not silencing it, you're allowing it. And if you're allowing it, do you agree with it? Like, are they basically leaking things through you?
Maybe they are, and that would show the
lack of connectivity or all them together.
Right. Maybe they are. But, you know, in negotiations in 2024, we have seen players use social media as a negotiating ploy. Just unfollowing and untagging yourself from all team accounts. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen players do this. So it's very possible that in a negotiating year that you are using mom, dad, brother, sister, cousin, whatever, as a mouthpiece. It's very, very possible.
I just think Michael's speaking to it. I don't think this is about negotiation. I think he's just trying to say something's missing with this team. Something's missing inside this locker room, and this could be a microcosm of it.
Yeah, I think that CD is his. I don't think you can put CD in this conversation even. And even once we get to the topic of, okay, well, let's look at the issue of then Terrence Parsons and Tad Prescott. Even if that's a situation, I think we've had this talk before, is that like you can tell family members, like, hey, come on, you're not doing me any favors right here. Like, a lot of family members are going to feel like that's my fit. Like, I'm going to stick up for them. I'm going to be, you know, they're going to be irrationally defending you a lot of different times. And I don't know how easy or feasible it would be to just say, like, is that really where something you would want to, like die on that hill with a family member and be like, I want to cut my relationship off with you, instead of just saying.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Like, dude, would you just like cut it out?
Not cut relationship. Like, I'm going to stop funding your life.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of going through it right now. So you tell us.
No, I mean, like, that's, to me, it's a, look, I mean, well, if it was having to do with, like, you know, talking about what I'm doing on The Fan, then that'd be a different question. I look at it and I say, specifically, here's the one that I look at, and this is connecting dots here. This isn't anything that I can know for certain. When you look at a lot of the family that Dak Prescott has lost in recent years, I don't know how reasonable it is to say, Dak, you should be threatening to cut off family members.
Yeah.
I don't think that's very reasonable.
Michael Irvin finishes up with Clarence. So what about the rest of the team? Irvin says, we got skill. It's the collective will that I'm worried about. Tough times are going to come, and they're going to be looking at one another to get through it. The toughest time came, and they're not together. They fall apart. There's no connectivity. The collective will is missing. So I'm excited, but I'm only going to be as much as I see them come together through the process. If they do, they got a shot to do it. If they don't, they won't, and that is the reality. So that is the playmaker talking with Clarence Hill. Firing off
just a little bit.
And Michael said, why do you want Jerry to stay in this forever? Like talking about the last year of everyone's contracts. Why do you want Jerry to stay in this forever? If they can't come together, you will have to go ahead and make some changes.
Man, now that's a whole different discussion, because now it's an aspect of, is Jerry willing to completely reboot this thing? And that's just the reality that none of us really think he's willing to do, right?
No.
Not at this moment.
I don't think so. Peyton has let me know. We're setting some Twitch numbers right now, and YouTube has 394 viewers, and Twitch has not put up these numbers in the last 2 weeks. So thank you for joining us this Thursday morning as we get you kicked off from Cowboys camp in Oxnard, California. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Roberto Belt, Nick Eatman. So today we have Jake Ferguson, my personal favorite Cowboy, at 8:40. Zach Martin will join us tomorrow along with Nick Eatman at 9:20 from DallasCowboys.com. And Bobby, Nick with a little .com preview.
Yes, Nick Eatman had the 5 things to watch as training camp starts this week.
And by the way, I'm sorry, Bobby. Let me say one more thing when it comes to Michael Irvin and what he said for years. And I think what he's trying to have come across in this interview with Clarence. When the S hits the fan, I have no belief and faith in this football team responding. That's what I think Mike is trying to get to. Zero. They'll fold up. They'll fold up like, where's Chiafalo's chair? Is that the special broadest chair?
Well, I'm in one of them, and then there's another one over there. You want that one?
Well, let me see it. Let me see what you're sitting in.
Oh, this is a nice one. It's a rocker.
Oh.
It's a rocker. Now,
that looks like it's probably broadest's.
That has to be.
They're the same. They're the same chair.
No, that one looks older. This is old money. That looks pull more Chiafalo budget.
Oh yeah, that's a Chiafalo.
They're the same one.
They're the same one. That one rocks too. It says GCI Outdoor.
Yeah, it's a rocker. I have one of these at home.
Broadus probably bought it for him. You know, since Broadus loves to guilt people out here, well, why don't you pay for your producer's lunch, Sean? Why don't you buy this? I said, because we all have a per diem, dip S. We all, like, they're not, no one's paying out of their own pocket. The company's paying for it. And he loves to shame and guilt me over that stuff. Does he give his producers bonuses when he hits them in the ratings?
Well,
no, he doesn't.
Does he? Does he? Does he? Does
Thank
he?
You, Sean.
Yeah. All right. So, but basically, I think that's what Michael is getting to. None of us believe that this team will stand up and respond once they get punched in the face. San Francisco will bully them. We saw what happened against the Packers. They win. You know, they win the runway walk.
They're bullies.
They're bullies.
They're bullies.
They
the
are
moment
bullies.
You step up to them, they crater. They just go into their turtle shell the moment you stand up to them, just like a bully.
Yep.
Which, I mean, they've tried to adjust physicality and toughness. Like, they try to address those things. It's just in a lot of different instances, I think each year when it seems like they've plugged one hole, another one springs up. And it's like, okay, well, this issue feels like it's been fixed now. Okay, well, now we're dealing with this. Okay, now we've got, you know, we feel like we've addressed the... We've got a little bit of an edge now. Well, now what we're dealing with is like there's still more finesse as football players. Like there's always these things that they're it's as soon as they plug one, another one pops open.
Bobby, just who names us on the fan cam?
Do we Oh, I named myself.
Okay, Bobby just told me I like got kicked off the Zoom and I reconnected and I got back on there and it says Bobby No Mama Belt. Come on, Bob. Come on.
You could do that. Now somebody did that on a court case.
Did they?
Yes.
I thought they put foul language like
they did.
MF or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they did on a court case. The judge was like, "Dude, you're on a Zoom court and then you put that as your handle," and it was like some wildly inappropriate.
No, I love the Zoom call court case of the person on the suspended license.
Yeah.
And they connected with the judge and they're pulling in.
They're pulling in.
Yeah, yeah. Holding up court going, "Judge, give me one second. Just got to park and all right, ready."
I'm trying to break here like RJ Choppy. What's Nick Eatman talking about?
Five things to watch as training camp starts this week. This is from Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com, which we start with Nick. When do Nick's hits begin?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow we get Nick Eatman. Number one, CD watch. That is the thing that obviously everybody's waiting around for. We're going to see where do things go with his contract situation. Do things get done this week, next week? Mm-hmm. Is it something that this is bleeding into? Like, we're talking about game times, closer to like what Ezekiel right. Elliott's deal went with. So CD watch is going to be the number one topic. Number two, the new defense. Cowboys lost Dan Quinn, who's now the head coach in Washington, but his defense wasn't perfect, especially in the playoff loss to the Packers. Can Mike Zimmer return to Dallas once again and provide not only a new look, but create a scheme that benefits Micah Parsons even more? Number three on this list is the offensive line battles, which is something that we've talked about in the last couple weeks leading up to it, that there's not a lot of certainty about who's going to be at left tackle or center. There's some genuine open competitions here heading into the season. Number four, the return of Ezekiel Elliott, who at this point feels like that is your starting running back. That is your primary running back, the guy who's going to get the majority of touches if this is the roster heading into week one. And then number five, this is the one that I think is we've probably talked about the least. We hit all four of these things, but this is an absolutely critical part of what the Cowboys will need in terms of for their success to really hit this year, and that's the leap year. That's something that McCarthy talks about a lot every year, the guys who take the year one to year two leap, year two to year three leap. And so what are you going to get out of these guys specifically? Sam Williams, Jalen Tolbert, Mozzie Smith, Wanye Thomas, Jalen Brooks, Nashawn Wright. Nashawn Wright, you're waiting. This is year four?
Yeah. Fifth year, sixth year?
Israel Mukwamu and Luke Schoonmaker, all young guys that should get plenty of chances to earn those much-needed reps. And I think Wanye Thomas, I think, is a good player. I think he's going to be a good player. Like I think you've gotten reasonably everything you could hope to get out of Wanye Thomas when you first signed him as an undrafted free agent. He's surpassed expectations, and you hope that he can continue to progress. To me, the biggest one of those is going to be Mozzie. Like, Mozzie is the lone one-technique defensive tackle that you really have on your roster right now as a legitimate starting option, it feels like. And if you can't click on a first-round pick there, that's going to be that will be a really significant miss.
He loses any more weight, he's going to be an outside linebacker.
It's one thing to have a Tristan Hill when you pick him at 58. It's another thing to have a Tristan Hill when you pick him in the first round.
Yeah, you got to hit. And the team's done a really good job, for the most part, on hitting first-round picks. I mean, mainly offensive line is where they've really nailed it.
But this is an example right there to that point. they've hit, you're not going to have 100% success rate. This is the position that you've put your personnel department in by not playing in free agency. If you refuse to play in free agency, you're asking them to pull off an impossible task, which is hit 100% of the guys that you draft.
Yeah.
And that's not reasonable.
Inside the Star here with our Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt. I'm Sean Trafe alongside RJ Choppy. Let's hook you up for setting some of these viewing record numbers for day one in Oxnard. Let's get you some concert tickets. You ain't
met my Texas yet. All right, Tolos, that's right. Call number 10 right now at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see the Josh Abbott Band at Legacy Hall this Saturday night, July 27th. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
I cannot wait for the college football kegger at 8 o'clock.
Oh, baby.
It's not a grilling problem. It's a photo problem. RJ wants to get rid of a legendary venue in the sport, and the press conference at UCLA that everyone is talking about. We'll do that at 8 o'clock. Jake Ferguson. Okay, where's Ferguson in terms of the ranking of celebrity power couples in sports right now?
Ooh.
We got Kelce Swift as one.
Yeah.
Are we going Skeens? And
Libby Dunn,
too. Who could be three, or is it Ferguson and Cavender? Haley Cavender,
yeah.
And she is what? She's who again?
She's a basketball player back at Miami, I guess.
Yeah, she was at TCU. She transferred back to Miami. You've got somewhere it's two athletes, but like one of them is clear, like the Chicago Bears back into the roster guy and Simone Biles. Some of those relationships there where it's like, how do you... But, I mean, in terms of, like...
She's so out there and so prominent, like Libby Dunn. Skeens is more popular. Like, he's a bigger name than Jake Ferguson. Yeah. Libby Dunn's a bigger name than Haley Cavender. So they're higher, obviously.
Does it tick you off looking at Skeens and saying how?
Yes.
You know you're thinking it.
I'm thinking
you know you're thinking
how?
It.
Oh, Skeens.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.